MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
And finally on the program, the famous Timeout platform, which specializes in telling travelers what to do, what to see, what to eat and what to drink in the world's major cities, has chosen Johannesburg as one of the great centers for food on the planet. Well, what's behind that? I'm in conversation now with Barbe Gauganadiwe, who is Senior Manager, Destination and Communications at Gauteng Tourism. And first of all then, Barbe, what do you think has contributed to Johannesburg being given this accolade?
It's a great accolade indeed, and it's following on the backdrop of last accolade we received on us having some of the leading and globally acclaimed markets. As you know, markets, food, people, music forms part of competitive global city regions, mainly because of the cosmopolitan nature of the city. The city houses expatriates from all major parts of the world and the continent. And part of the expatriates' work is being able to integrate with the locals, feels at home, and this gives us an added advantage that we're able to accommodate all the other parts of the regions who are able to produce their dishes, but they have also been able to tap into the resounding Ubuntu and welcoming nature of the 15.5 million people, which we continuously insist they are our new gold, as we no longer have gold underneath.
In many ways, though, this accolade, you'll agree, is a bit of a hidden secret. And I wonder whether the city of Johannesburg, or Gauteng for that matter, capitalizes on the center being a food hub.
It's no longer a hidden secret, it's an open secret now. We have been knowing about it over some time. We have been packaging as the Gauteng Tourism Authority, working with South African Tourism, an elaborate plan that involved travel, trade, engagement, hosting foodies, influencers all over the world, also including our art and musical prowess. So all this are a culmination of the work we have put in many years. So the secret is out. You can imagine now enjoying some of the delicious cuisines in the sprawling sands of Johannesburg, supported by the conquering sounds of amapiano music that are also taking the world by storm. So these are part of the benefits of a growing creative city hub positioning, which we have been utilizing. We have been developing with our local trade partners, especially in areas like Melville, in areas like Soweto, Maboneng, in areas like Sandton, in areas like Alex, a food route where you are able to go to Foxberg and get some of the delicious spices that you can't get anywhere else. You are able to get our quotas in our townships. You are able to pay Mohodu and our expensive champagnes in joints in like Konka. So these are some of the work that has been done and put in many years. What needs to happen for us is to capitalize on it, solidify it, bring in new players, tour operators, upsellers that are able to then use this as part of the new offerings that we punt and sell to the world.
So what are you doing in that respect? How can the city further leverage this recognition and boost tourism and obviously local businesses? Do that and you're creating jobs, aren't you?
Absolutely. Hence, we are working with the Restaurant Association of South Africa, RASA WAD, in introducing what we call our Golden Star gratification, which is a first of its kind in the country, where we will be accrediting firstly township-based restaurants and food and eateries that are distinguishing and showing themselves above others. This golden plaque that we will be pioneering with the Restaurant Association will look at restaurants in the townships and not restaurants in Sandton, in mainland and other affluent areas. So this is part of the initiative that we are doing to formalize it, to put norms and standards into it. We are contributing to the development of the food and gastronomy tourism framework led by the National Department of Tourism. We have volunteered ourselves. We are also working with the Grading Council and some of the Cat Sitters initiative to actually train these foodies. We have opened up intake of more than 50 traders for the Delicious Festival Traders Academy, working together with our Harangua Hotel School, the Johannesburg Culinary and Pastry School. So these are some of the behind-the-scenes efforts to formalize this, make this a growing phenomenon, and in the process, accommodate thousands of young people who are looking for opportunities, who are looking for jobs, and this bodes well for the growing Vista economy.
And all of that sounds like very good news, but you'll also agree with me that it is a high-risk industry. One, it's difficult for people to break into it and be successful. In other words, to sustain it. And second of all, crime is always a problem at destination precincts.
And that is why we continuously punt. And you will have seen our showcase at this year's Africa's Travel in Durban. We were the only one who have pulled in the Johannesburg Traffic Police Department and all our metro police and our crime prevention wardens to be part of our showcase at Africa's Travel in Durban to demonstrate our commitment to fighting crime head on. It continues to be an inhibitor, but also we have started to see communities, we have started to see joints. A place like Wamaimai, which traditionally is seen as a place where taxi drivers converge and get their food, it's now a melting pot of different cultures enjoying the food and the like, and the security have been upped. But it's the petrol themselves that have started to see the benefit of that being a safe and livable space, but also an inclusive space that accommodate the cosmopolitan and diverse nature of Johannesburg. So not only are efforts from government and us as tourism bodies, but products themselves have also seen the need to intensify law enforcement. We have seen in the Maboneng precincts, the likes of APSA and other businesses also contributing to the neighborhood watch. We think this is a positive sign. And with these accolades, continues to create jobs and building the brand for the destination. We think all partners will start seeing the fruits of this, and we will be able to deal with these brand killers.
Thank you very much for joining me.